Let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're... What day is it? Wednesday? Wednesdays are off to a good start.
When you're off Tuesday, Wednesday's a weird Wednesday.
Throws you off, dude.
It's not a normal hump day.
Throws you off. We got 4th of July around the corner. Pets' heads are falling off. Sparta TRT, they were out at the Fan Golf Classic yesterday, hanging out for a brief period on the 6th hole, and then kind of perusing around the course, and they sponsor the Mail Sack. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life at SpartaTRT.com.
We had two massive bomb fireworks go off last night at like 9 p.m.
It's already started.
And they were like pretty sizable.
Yeah.
My daughter came and was like, Dad, what was that? I was like, those are just fireworks.
Dude, I am dreading that. You just reminded me of that we're going to have to go through that for a week before the 4th of July.
It's a big birthday this year. Don't know if you've heard. Big little celebration.
Dude,
it's going to be crazy.
I am going to scream into my pillow the first time one of those things goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning and my 2-year-old
It happened yesterday at 9 o'clock right by my house. I was like, I don't know what house lit them off. But
9 o'clock, I can at least handle. The middle of the night ones are the ones that I wish I had a shotgun and I could go chase somebody off a public property.
On June 23rd? You can handle them at 9 p.m. on a June 23rd?
That's fair. I mean, I'm already in bed. I actually might have been lights out, phone off before 9 p.m. last night. I was pretty tired. It was a long day yesterday.
Dude, I was folding laundry at 10.
Were you really?
You know what Brandon did? I told him what cuts I wanted for the open because we were off yesterday.
Yeah.
He goes, working on it. I said, text if you need anything. He didn't text again. You know when he texted me the open? 10:51 p.m.
What are you, a psycho? What's the matter with you over there?
And he doesn't drink coffee, but no. I joked. He's like, I'm going to get you a coffee, man. You need something.
Is
so late.
Is that just because you were at the Fan Golf Classic too long yesterday?
I just care too much about this show that I just want to get stuff done and out of the
way. My problem is
so
I work
to
too hard.
Forget something when
you
I'm
did,
up
You did, just drop one of those. My biggest strengths is my biggest weakness is my strengths. the line in the job interview? Well, kudos to you, dude. Hopefully you got an afternoon nap in the future, although sometimes with kids, that's not always in the plans, as I well know. We'll see if we can power through the rest of the day. We do have a lot to get to in the final hour. A couple more thoughts on Mike and Nori. We got to get to the poll question results, and all of that is ahead. But as I mentioned, Sparta TRT Mail Sack time. Let's see what we got today. Ladies and gentlemen, are we ready to answer?
Yes.
Mail Sack.
Mail Sack.
All righty, here we go. Mail Sack, would you rather be a Super Bowl champion with no other accolades in your career? Or have a 7-year NFL career and it end in year 7 with an MVP but no Super Bowl.
So this is a Barkley Robert Horry?
Yeah.
You haven't accomplished anything except you were a good player who won a Super Bowl versus
being the best
player?
Can I throw another one at you?
Okay.
Now it's two. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly Apple. Would you rather be Eli Manning or Dan Marino? Whose career would you rather have? Because you could do like Robert.
The problem is you're the MVP of the Super Bowl, so that's not a comp. This is a no accolade Super Bowl, right? So there's no
that's
Super
fair.
MVP.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, would you rather have a good career but with personal accolades, or you play a big role in your team winning a Super Bowl? Maybe not Super Bowl MVP, but you get a ring out of the deal. But no MVP.
Would you rather be Sam Darnold or Dan Marino?
Yeah, that's a good. Was he the MVP though? No, it was running
it was Walker.
Back. Yeah, Kenneth Walker.
Why are we thinking about this? I mean, it's an easy answer.
I think I'd rather be Sam Darnold.
I want to win a championship.
I want to win a championship.
I'm in it to win it.
Yeah.
You can be Dan Marino. You can have the Hall of Fame. You can be celebrated forever for the cannon. You know who's got a cannon? Dan Marino had a cannon. I'll tell you about Dan Marino. I'd always rather be showing up and be like, that's a Super Bowl winner for our team. He's in the Ring of Honor because he did that once. That's all the Hall of Fame I need. I want to win a championship.
I agree with you.
I grew
him.
Up in Park Rose. We never won anything. I would love to win. And if you're like, hey, Sprague, you're the 8th guy off the bench of an NBA champion team, you know what? I'll sign up to be Josh Hart all day. All day.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah, I'm with you. Brandon?
Yeah, give me the ring.
Give you the ring?
Size up my finger. Give me the ring.
Yeah. That it is the Marino comp is tough just because how good he was.
I mean, he's amazing.
You're considered one of the greatest of all time in your position, and
I would argue our position's dumb, and you should take Marino over being Darnold. But
don't mean a thing if you ain't got that ring.
I mean, even the Eli comp, right? Like Marino is better all time than Eli Manning.
It's not even a debate who the better quarterback is.
But he won two Super Bowls for the Giants.
Get you two of these.
And he was the MVP of both games. He beat an undefeated team.
Millsack question. I'm really curious about your guys' thoughts on this one. Could the 2000 Oregon State football team have vied for a national title had the playoffs existed then?
You mean like been in the playoff? They would have been in the playoff.
Yeah, they would have been. I mean, like, how legitimate do you think their chances were to win the national championship?
See, that's such a fun question because how many title winners in that era
could have been different? Yeah.
Would have not existed, or they would have been able to get through the whole thing.
Are you telling me it was easier to win a championship when you didn't actually have to play in the playoffs?
Correctamundo.
Or maybe even in the era where you didn't have to play in a national championship game?
Yeah.
And you just got labeled a champion at the end of the season?
Eight people voted you national champion. Yes, that is correct.
Let me look up the final college football.
Because I'm still of the opinion, despite losing at Washington, I'm still of the opinion I think they beat that Oklahoma team.
Was that the year that Oklahoma won the title?
I think that was the year Oklahoma won it.
I'm going to try and pull this up.
Yes.
That was a... And, like, the Washington game, they didn't even play that well, and they just barely lost it. So, and I believe that Washington team was the Rose Bowl champs, correct, right? Didn't Tuyasosopo win the...
They finished third in the poll.
That's right.
So, Oklahoma, Miami, Washington, then Oregon State.
Then Oregon State, yeah. And I think that was the Tuyasosopo Drew Brees Rose Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Oklahoma, yeah, I'm sorry. The way Wikipedia lists this was super confusing.
Yeah, Wikipedia.
They started with the preseason rankings, and I'm like, Oregon State's nowhere to be found here. Why were they not ranked in the final? And then it dawned on me, those were the final rankings of the season. Yeah, Oklahoma won the title. They absolutely would have had a shot at winning the national title. That team was loaded. They had everything you needed. They had great weapons on the outside, underrated offensive line.
They would have been top four in your odds.
When was the Washington game in the season? Do you remember? Was it early in the year or later in the year?
It was more back end of the year, if I'm not
mistaken.
I couldn't
remember if they dropped one earlier because they also, like, he portaled guys in for, you know, in a non-portal era. He portaled guys in for a year who never went to class and were incredibly successful.
About middle October 7th.
So that's another one, too. Like, if you get that game a little bit later in the year, maybe you're gelling better. The way that they smoked Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl.
It was their fifth game of the year.
Lost
by a field goal.
What was the national championship game again that year? It was Oklahoma over who? Who did Oklahoma beat? You guys remember?
Didn't they smoke whoever they played? Was it Nebraska? No. Nebraska.
Miami finished second in the final poll, but Miami wasn't in the national title that year. Washington finished third. Oregon State fourth. Florida State fifth. Could have been Florida State, maybe?
That sounds right.
That was the Josh Heupel national championship, if I'm correct.
It was, yeah.
The Josh Heupel. That was the only one Stoops won at Oklahoma.
It was Florida State. Yeah.
Was it Florida State?
Winkie won the Heisman.
Yeah, that's right. Because
Florida State the year before won it, I believe, over Virginia Tech and Mike Vick. Wasn't that the year before? Or was that the next year?
Again, that sounds right.
That sounds right.
We'll check that.
Because Florida State got one in that run with Peter Warwick and those guys, and they beat Vick in a national title game. I just couldn't remember who Oklahoma beat that year.
By the way, I guess I have that score wrong.
Mm.
This says ESPN.com. God, this is, you want to look at an old ESPN website.
What's the formatting of that looks like?
Dude, the format is crazy old. 13-2.
13-2 was the final score?
Meaning.
What? For the national championship game?
I don't know if this website's right.
There's no chance that was the final score, right?
Well, who was the blanket on the coach of Oklahoma that year?
Bob Stoops.
Stoops. Didn't he make a 13-2 joke when Oklahoma won the baseball title?
He maybe. Let's see. Box score from 2001. January 3rd, 2001.
It was 13-2.
13-2 was the final score of the game.
Why do I not remember that game at all?
Holy hell. How is that possible?
What a bad game.
Chris Winkie was your starting quarterback. He was horrendous. He threw two picks. Yeah, Josh Heupel was the starter for Oklahoma. Yeah, dude, if the final score of the championship game was 13-2, Oregon State would have won the national championship.
Mm.
Those ones always sting the most. Like, Oregon had years like that where they missed out on a title. Like, I still, to my deathbed, will go down saying the best Oregon team of the Chip Kelly era was the first year that Marcus was the starter, and they lost the game to Stanford late in the season that knocked him out of the title game, and then they played Kansas State in the Fiesta Bowl, and they smoked them.
Was that the Zach Ertz in-or-out game?
That was the Zach Ertz in-or-out game, the DeAnthony Thomas not blocking downfield game, and they lost, 17-14, I think it was, in overtime. It was their only loss of the season. That
brutal.
Team would have won a national championship because it would have played Notre Dame in the national championship. And Manti Te'o and his fake girlfriend.
Yeah, I saw the Stoops 13-2 post, and I just was like, ah. And now I'm seeing, it just doesn't feel real.
Yeah, that's really
weird.
I'm
like trying to double check.
I don't remember that game. I remember moments from the Florida State Virginia Tech game because Michael Vick being in the title game was such a big deal.
They ended up slaughtering them in that game.
They ended up beating
them. 46-29 or something like that.
Yeah. They were, Virginia Tech was a bit of a Cinderella story. I was a huge Peter Warrick fan as a kid, too.
Yeah.
So I was all in on that Florida State team, and Mike Vick was so much fun to watch. So that one I remember. I don't remember a lot from the Florida State-Oklahoma game.
13-2.
Do you imagine if we got one of those in a national title game right now?
We'd be so upset.
What was our game of the century? LSU-Bama, was that 6-3 or 9-6? Nothing but field goals.
Yeah, it was a field goal fest.
1-2, yeah. Les Miles versus Saban. Mail sack question, would leaving Cleveland help or hurt Shedeur Sanders' chances of becoming a successful NFL quarterback?
Oh, successful's tough. What team could he go to be a backup where he'd be primed to relieve the quarterback because they sucked? Oh, this is easy.
Who do you got?
Jets.
Yeah. We also don't know if anything will come from Geno Smith's offseason.
You mean the second investigation that they're now doing because of the social media pressure?
We're not quite sure exactly where that's going to go and how it will look in the months to come. So, yeah.
If there's anybody that says, put Shedeur in to get the crowd off my back and not be fired so I can point to a young quarterback,
Jets,
it's Aaron
for sure.
Glenn and the Jets.
Yeah, it's without a doubt the
right?
Jets. There's no question about that. I don't really know what to make of his chances to be an NFL quarterback. I was not super high on him coming out. I don't think there's a lot of skills that, or a lot of weaknesses, I should say, in his game that don't translate well to the NFL. He holds onto the ball far too long. He doesn't have a very quick release. There's just a lot of things that, like, that's not going to trend well to next level. And I thought you saw that. Now, to his defense, Cleveland is dog-ass, and there's not a lot of pieces there. Their offensive line wasn't great. The, you know, coaching situation wasn't great.
What's
so.
His record? Was he 3-4 or 4-3?
Oh.
He ended up not as record and not that
he
record.
He won. I will still remember to this day you winning a springing line bet on his first start.
Oh, did I?
They went to Vegas and they beat the Raiders. And you, I remember being like, dude, you're gambling on the Browns? And they won the game 24-10.
Yeah.
He was, let's see, how many games it looked like he started? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games.
Yeah.
They won 3-4.
Yeah, 3-4.
They beat Vegas. They got smoked by the 49ers.
Yep.
Lost to Tennessee. He was pretty good in that game. The Bears dominated him, and he threw 3 picks. It was terrible. Buffalo actually didn't. They fought around with Buffalo. He was bad in the game, but they hung around in that one. And then he beat Pittsburgh, throwing 2 picks and 180 yards.
Mm.
And then his last start was Cincinnati, 11-22, 111 yards is what he did in that game.
By the way, he'd have to beat out Cade Klubnik on the depth chart of the Jets.
That's right. I forgot Cade Klubnik went to the Jets.
Yeah. Boy. What a fall.
How the mighty have fallen. Let's continue on here with our male sack, part of TRT male sack. Female sack. Hey, bro, who Gerard Butler and Russell Crowe both love to sport dad bods in their off season.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the two looks more odd or out of place with their dad bod, given the gladiator and the other one played Leonidas? So who looks more out of place with their dad bod?
Gerard Butler
or Russell Crowe?
Well, the hard thing is, like, I've seen the stories of how they kind of, like, digitally put abs on all the Spartans, even though those guys did get it ripped and they got, you know, in shape. But, like, they really wanted the ab definition, so they, like, digitally heightened it. I think it has to be Gerard Butler. Something about being a Spartan speaks, in my mind, more to absolutely ripped, shredded versus gladiator, gear thick, can understand. You're just not able to, like, really get in shape like that. You're just really good with a sword. You're very strong. But, like, I don't have strong muscle definition in it versus Spartan, traveling a lot, walking long distances. You're burning a lot of fat. You're not eating the greatest of meals.
Right.
So you're kind of naturally burning all the fat off, but you're super strong because you still carry the gear. I think it's Gerard Butler.
I think that's the correct answer. I also don't know. Has Gerard Butler done any movies lately? Is he still, like...
He just did the Greenland one, right? Where the world ends in Greenland.
Oh, and you got to, like, go to Greenland to survive kind of thing?
Yes. Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know the plot, but I know the world's ending, and he's in it, and his dad, you know, he's saving his son, and, of course, the ex-wife has to be involved, and he's going to save her because they actually still love each other, and... I think that's the storyline.
Yeah, I would say Russell Crowe's not as surprising because we've seen him get fat for roles. Like, he played Roger Ailes in the Fox News movie, and he had to get fat for that one.
He can get kind of big, man. Sometimes you see him outside of the
screen. He had to play Hermann Göring in the, what was the name of the movie? The Nuremberg that just came out was a pretty good movie. He played Hermann Göring, and he was super fat in that movie. So he's the kind of, like, method actor that will put on weight for the role.
Yeah, and Gerard Butler's always an action star.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's
the president
like,
in the
or
you know,
I'm the bodyguard of the president. Yeah, right. It's one of the two.
Yeah, or Moonfall, or Greenland. Greenland, too. Or Geostorm, or The Quake. There's always got to be some huge action sequences involved with Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that guy can't be big. He has to be in shape to be able to
agree.
Jump off the cliff, grab the moving helicopter, still hold on in time to fly away from the world ending. Whereas I feel like a lot of Crow is, I'm the master and commander.
Yes.
I'm just sitting.
Yes.
I'm sitting.
I agree with
and
you
And I'm
there.
Dictating.
Let's see what else we got here as I scroll through and find some. Millsack question, do you think Portland fans will see the Bucks picks or would the Kansas City Blazers be making those picks? Joking. Actual question, would you trade Denny for Jaylen Brown? Yes.
Yes.
Could not say yes fast enough.
Wouldn't
yes.
think about it.
Not even a hesitation.
Good luck in Boston. I'm sure you'll do well.
Downhill Denny.
I will take Jaylen Brown.
Keep attacking.
Yeah.
Millsack question. What's been the latest TV shows we are watching?
We just started. We just finished the last season of Shrinking.
Ooh, yeah.
We kind of waited to binge on that one.
I like doing that. Wait for a couple of seasons to come out. Let it all build up.
Bill Lawrence doesn't miss, man. And then we just started the Dan Levy Big Mistakes.
Mm.
Where he's the pastor.
Yeah.
And there's a you know, there's an accidental, well, it's not accidental. His sister steals a necklace, and now they've been abducted. And now he's a pastor.
The trailer looked good.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's like an action kind of comedy drama series.
Okay.
We're only like a couple episodes in, but it's good.
All right. Brandon, what are we watching? What's been on the tube lately?
I'm also watching Shrinking.
Okay.
My wife started watching that, and I've been watching that with her. Really good. Really funny.
So you're on season one?
I'm on season two. We just got into season two.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's very, very, very funny. So I was a big fan of How I Met Your Mother. So
yep,
big Jason Segel fan.
It's a very awkward scene if you're a Him-Yum fan in season three between two actors. You're like, this doesn't look right.
I never watched Him-Yum.
You didn't watch Him-Yum?
I was not a Him-Yum guy.
Terrible ending to a show.
Not anti-Him-Yum.
One of the worst endings to a television show I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
The finale's up there with the all-time
bads. You could
have
just done the obvious thing, and still we would have been happy and cool with it, but you didn't.
Interesting. Does Brandon agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not
Let me talk
sure.
to you for 20 years just to ask if I can date your aunt? That's what you should have called the show.
Mm.
Let me give you 20 years of history, kids. I'm going to date your aunt. All right,
right.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Just call the show that.
How I Met Your Mother.
Let me tell you how I met the woman who's just going to die, and I'm going to date your aunt. That's what the show ended up being.
That's pretty bad.
I was upset.
It's just the one blip of that whole series. Other than how they finished it, it's still a great series.
Now, can I ask you a Mormon-based question?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, BYU's having a moment.
Yes,
DeBonsa, number one pick.
Yes, they are.
You're wearing the hat. Do you watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
No interest at all.
I'm out.
Okay. Just wanted to ask.
I'm out.
Curious.
I'm not doing it. What happened to that Frankie gal? Is she still in trouble?
She's still in? No. I think she's still in.
Didn't she beat the guy when the videos were beating the guy?
I think it was a both sides thing there.
You dropped her from The Bachelorette. She was going to be The Bachelorette.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah.
They did.
I just got done rewatching Ted Lasso. I've wrapped that up over the weekend.
That one's coming out in August?
That's coming up this
part summer. Of it was getting ready for the new season. Part of it was I just needed to smile. You know, I wanted to feel something, guys. You know what makes me feel something? Ted Lasso.
You know who likes Ted Lasso? Mike Inori.
Yes, he does.
We have a cut on that.
He's Ted Lasso. That's why.
Yeah.
So I just got done with that. I think I'm going to probably dive back into. I'm really bad with TV shows.
Me too. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them I want to watch. And then even shows that I like. I don't keep up with seasons when they come out. The Bear is this way for me. I've seen the first two seasons of
tomorrow.
The Bear.
It comes out tomorrow.
I've never seen the third season. I just never. And then I saw that the new season's coming. So I think I'm going to redo The Bear
did
and then go all the way through.
The Gary episode they sent out.
I did not.
I never saw
season three.
Oh, okay. Well, they just did a standalone release one episode.
Okay.
Of the two characters making a trip to Gary, Indiana.
Got it.
Before his brother.
Right.
Goes away from the show. Interesting. And like gives you a little more of a backstory relationship situation.
I love the idea of throwing out a one-off episode
with characters you're
in between seasons.
Yeah,
like just here's a little boop, little tease for you.
My wife is also watching a murder mystery show with Ron Weasley.
And Ron Weasley.
I can't take him seriously.
You can't unsee Ron Weasley.
She says he's actually really good in it.
Hmm.
But every time I look up, I just like, Harry!
Where's your wand, Ron?
yeah, like, Expelliarmus! Like, I just can't.
Isn't it funny how some people can overcome that and other people just can't?
Yeah.
You know who's good at overcoming that is John Krasinski. I've seen enough of his stuff now after The Office that I no longer just see him as Jim. Steve Carell's that way, too.
Steve Carell overcame it. Is John Krasinski, is he Jim still to you, or is he...
I've seen his new show.
What's the action show?
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. Some people think he's Jack Ryan more than he's Jim from The Office, and I can't do that.
If I see any other character from The Office, though, you only see them in office light.
Like all the AT&T commercials lately?
Yes. If you see, you just like, that's right. Like, or if you see Oscar or Kevin or any of Stanley.
Does our guy Craig Robinson suffer from that?
I think to a certain extent.
Participating in it.
I think to a certain extent, yeah, because he became such a big part of that show.
Well, and then you got the Mindy Kaling, BJ Novak thing, which if you don't know that, they're Ryan and Kelly, and like literally that romance is their real life, and it's odd.
I did not know that.
She has a father of two children, but doesn't say who it is, and he's always watching the kids. Fascinating.
It's very, now I know why it was so easy to write that relationship into the show.
But there's no relationship according to, they're just best friends.
That's funny.
They're just best friends.
It was, by the way, total side note, we're already against it. We'll get to more mail sack coming up next.
Sure.
You had asked the question on Monday about the ex-husband and the social media post, or the ex-wife and the social media post on Father's Day or Mother's Day. And we had a listener chime in and say, that literally just happened to me. He was at the golf tournament yesterday. And it was one of the highlights of the day.
I think we need to talk about it.
It was one of the highlights of the day was getting the insight of like, okay, how long have you been separate? Okay, how many? Like, it was blowing my mind. And he didn't even really know how to react to it.
It smelled like, I miss you. But I didn't want to say that to him.
Yeah.
But I think he got
he
that
He didn't want to get into it. He was like, I don't want to talk about it.
We will not name names.
But he did not do a Mother's Day post for her, and then she did a Father's Day post for him. And I'm like, ooh, that's a little uncomfortable. This is awkward now. But
I'd
like
more. Didn't do one the first year post-divorce.
No, not last year. He didn't get one. But
second
this year he got
post-divorce.
One.
Post-divorce.
That was one of the highlights of the day was that guy coming up saying, I was the guy that texted that in. Let's talk about it. More Mail Sack next, 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, welcome back in. We'll close up with some Mike Inori thoughts, a little more audio from him. Poll question of the day. All that is around the corner. But we're in the midst of a Sparta TRT.
Mail sack.
Mail sack. By the way, Swag being in the YouTube chat while on vacation at 6 a.m.
This needs to get talked about.
I predicted this. Perfectly. He can't unplug.
He needs to stop texting us. I almost am refusing to text him back over the principle of stop it. You're on an Italian vacation right now.
I know.
Why are you texting me thoughts on the Blazers head coaching hire? It doesn't matter to you. You're in Italy for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
To be fair, he did send us a photo next to this statue.
I mean, those ones are fine. Like, hey, here I am.
But he did ask, how's the golf tournament?
Yeah.
Why are you thinking about that?
Swag?
You're not here.
You're in Venice right now.
It's golfing. It's the same as last year. There's golfing.
Swag, if you're listening, I got a shot glass for you for yesterday, so you're welcome.
he sent us a photo. And yes. I kind of view this. We give him a lot of grief about his age. We're more brothers than we would be the father-son thing. I'm going to say it. You're being quite a dad here.
You are.
The photo of you and the wife at dinner from afar. Like,
hey, kids, we're doing great.
Yeah, like, update. Still here.
I just made.
You don't need to. I understand it. You're having a good time.
You send me to Italy for 3 weeks. You ain't hearing a peep out of me, man.
I wouldn't even text you.
No. God, no.
In fact, when you go on vacation, I just text Swag directly.
Yes, that's usually how we do it. If you're out, I text Swag individually.
Yes.
If I'm out, you text. Like, we try not cram stuff into the group feed if somebody's on vacation for a week. Like, you don't care what guests we're booking tomorrow. I'm in Hawaii right now. Why do I care who you book for a Thursday show?
Yeah.
So, Swigard, if you're still listening, for the love of God, turn the show off.
Go live your
Go
life.
Go drink a cocktail or something, man. What are we doing here? Mail sack question. Somebody puts a gun to your head.
Oh, damn.
It's always a good start. And says you have to run 1 mile in under a certain amount of time or you die. What is the least amount of time that you could give or you would at least attempt it rather than just accepting your fate and dying covered in sweat? I mean, the least amount of time that I would feel confident that I could actually survive.
Well,
how aggressive? I mean, can I just say 15 minutes?
That's a walking bass.
I mean, that's my whole point.
I think it has to be enough time for you to say you think you can do it with 80% certainty, but a 20% window of it could be over.
And actually having to push myself?
Yes. What's the number? Could you run a 7-minute mile?
God, no. God, no. Look at me. Do I look? I have tiny legs and I'm fat. No. Don't pull that. I actually do pull that. That's a good drop. No. 9. 9 is probably the most aggressive. I'd like to think 8 in the back of my mind, in my machismo mind, but I also know myself and I'm not going to go there. I'll give you 9 minutes. Anybody who doesn't run, who acts like that's not happening. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. 4 laps sprinting around the track.
Yeah, if you have no elevation, that's different than, like, what if I gave you any elevation?
If you gave me a downhill one, maybe I could push 8 minutes if it's downhill the entire time. But if there's any elevation changes, no. 9 is the lowest I'll go. If I want to survive, yeah. 9 is the lowest I'll go.
So all I'm running right now is elevation runs because of the coast.
You got Hood to Coast coming up.
If you gave me a flat course right now and the whole gun to your head scenario.
Would you want a straight line or a track? What would be easier? Like if you could get a mile in a straight line.
Straight line because of the I wouldn't want to turn at all with my knee.
Right.
My knee already has pain. I'm going to suffer from this in years. But
yeah.
I think if I absolutely pressed myself, I could get to 6:30.
Yeah. That's not surprising.
Maybe 6:20, maybe, but I'm not going to I the least or the whatever the fastest 6:30, and I'm in that 80-20 zone of like, do I really want to sprint?
Could I do this? Am I going to die?
You know, like Crawford just ran the LA Marathon, our former coworker. He just ran the LA Marathon at a 5:24 pace.
That's insane.
That is absolutely insane. And his fastest mile times were in the 16 to 19 range.
I could sprint and I wouldn't be able to run a mile. If I had to run full speed, like around the track, I couldn't do it 4 times. Like as fast as I could go.
Oh, you'd for sure trail off.
You would trail off.
After the first lap, you'd be like.
Yeah, there would be a stop somewhere on the second or third lap of like.
You're on that speed. You've trained like. Done some high-end efficient
5 minutes is insane.
I just think like running is not the hardest thing in the world, but I also think if you don't run. I think the grand scheme of this, like I don't know if I actually could do 6:30. I'm trying to give you a number though in the 80-20
What's your usual split time for Hood to Coast? I know that's different because it's so much elevation.
Yeah, the Hood to Coast thing is different.
And you also run, you know, how many miles over 2 days?
Last year, my average time for all 3 legs was 7:40, I think. I have to go back and look.
6:30 seems conceivable, though. But doing 1 mile and there's no elevation change.
It's a complete flat run. Right. I'm pretty confident that I could do that. But if you don't run, if you say 7 or sub-7, you're just out of your mind.
It's no chance.
Not a chance.
I'd love to have that level of confidence, but I know there ain't a world that exists that I'm running a sub-7-minute mile right now.
Now, the idea of the adrenaline gun to your head scenario, like there's actually a guy standing there watching you.
He could be chasing me with a tiger.
And I give you pre-workout, so you got bubble guts and a gun. Now you're like, you're running out of your skin. You're itching. You're seeing the guy on every lap. He's like, ha, 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 ha.
Through 2 laps, and now you're like, dude.
Oh, dude, we're not stopping.
Just take a shot, man. It's over. I ain't going to make it. Brandon, what's your number?
I feel like I would end up in the 8 to 9 minute range.
Are you a runner at all?
Heck no.
No.
No. This is why I play golf.
I don't run.
This is
why I golf.
Yeah, it's a real sport. Now we're talking, baby. I'm here to exercise.
I will walk with my bag on my back, then run.
That's good exercise. Let's see here. Late mail sack, if you need more. If you weren't an American rooting for the USA in the World Cup, what country would you want to support? Scotland seems fun. Argentina has been fun to watch.
I love the Norway rowboat. That's awesome.
Ooh, Norway's a good one, too.
Ooh.
Their post-win row the other night was solid.
Against Senegal.
That was cool.
By the way, great match. That came down to the wire. They got a late goal and extra time. They almost got the header to tie it with like a minute left in the match. Great match. Holland had 2 goals. Anytime you get the stars showing out, you feel good about it. That's a good one. Scotland's a great one. I'm going to go default Japan.
Yeah, you go 25%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lean into it a little bit.
Okay, that's not a bad answer. Brandon, who are we rooting for if we're not rooting for the United States?
I don't know, that's a tough one. Because I really don't have any other, like...
Norway's
nationality ties or whatever.
I have no other ties.
Norway feels like they could win because of how good their top end player is, and yeah. I love the rowing.
The rowing,
yeah,
it's cool.
It would be a fun fan base to be a part of.
To go
sure.
jump in
Scotland
and
as well. Seems like they have a fun
Scotland's
good old
enjoying.
Fun time too.
You know what? I'm going to throw one at you after yesterday, and we can almost talk about it for a
Ghana?
Moment here.
You going Ghana?
I'm going Witch Doctor, dude. Them having some witch doctor standing in front of their section who's like blowing smoke at the camera, putting curses on players. I'm all about it.
Remember the wrestler?
And Harry Kane, this witch doctor, like for those who didn't see this last night, Ghana's playing England and it ends in a 0-0 draw. Nobody can score. Harry Kane has a moment where it's like a ball bounces to him, you know, deflects around, and he's like 6 feet away from the goal.
It's Harry Kane, too.
With Harry Kane, yeah. with like a shot at like, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like my fat ass would make that easily because I certainly wouldn't. But from a professional soccer player standpoint, like that's a makeable shot for them.
Yeah.
And he airmailed it over the goal by 20 feet. And this was after the witch doctor said, I'm putting a curse on Harry Kane. So I'm riding with the witch doctor the rest of the way. Give me Ghana.
So before I knew him as the Godfather and the Ho Train, my introduction into the WWF, you speak of witch doctors, was Papa Shango. Do you remember him?
I do.
Were you old enough for Papa Shango?
I remember the very tail end of
Dude,
that.
Talk about creepy. The Undertaker came out, lights went out, he's the dead man walking. Yeah. Papa Shango was...
Eyes going in the back of his head.
Papa Shango was more scary to me. He had the face makeup of the witch doctor.
Yes.
He had the voodoo stuff. He's
yeah,
like
the bones
he's,
around the neck.
Dude, he's, yeah. Like, I was uncomfortable seeing Papa Shango. So you give me a witch doctor around there, and you've already scared the living hell out of me.
I want to get one of those. Can we hire... The Ghana witch doctor needs to hire himself out now. If this is going to work for them in the World Cup and Harry Kane and they get
can
a draw.
Can you do OnlyFans with a witch doctor?
Can we get, like, can I call him and get him into Eugene for a big game? Like the Ohio State-Oregon game? Actually, no, save it for a game, like in the playoffs, semifinal game.
The rematch
Hopefully,
against the team you already beat?
In a rematch against the team we lost to or beat in the regular season. Can I get the Ghana witch doctor
yeah.
for the rematch game?
I think that'd be pretty cool if you could.
I think we need to do this.
And special guest today, welcome to Autzen Stadium, the witch doctor Dude, Ghana.
I forgot to bring this up. You know how Lanning's doing his cameos,
yeah,
for charity.
I actually had Oregon stuff on the show sheet.
Oh, did you today?
I'll get to it tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, we don't have a show yesterday. Kind of gets sidetracked a little bit. Somebody bought my brother-in-law one for Father's Day.
The cameo?
Because the kid's doing a couple of weeks, and so he got a Dan Lanning cameo.
What did he? We need the audio.
I can send it. I don't know if I have time. I'll send it to Brandon right now.
Yeah,
I'll send it to him.
Let's see if we get it for the final segment. That's awesome.
All right, hold on, give me a second.
How ecstatic was he?
It was funny. It's about a minute long, I think.
Is there been a bigger transition of I'm a voodoo witch doctor wrestler to I'm running the Ho Train?
That is a bit of a pivot.
Papa Shango to the Godfather?
That is a bit of a pivot.
That's a huge pivot, man. That's a Euro step. You're doing things that don't make sense to us. That's a travel. That's not a step back.
I don't know if you're going to be able to pull this. Do I need to send it via email? Would that be easier?
Yeah, you literally send email.
Okay,
email's better.
All right, hold on.
Just send it.
I just texted it to you.
How much did it cost, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know that.
Can you text him?
Yeah, I don't even know who bought it for him. We were crazy busy on Father's Day, so I kind of forgot to ask him some follow-ups on this one.
Yeah.
But it was funny. He sent it. So I'll see if I can get that for the final segment. There is your Sparta TRT mail sack.
Oh, my God. It's a selfie video.
Yeah, that's what he does. He just films it with his cell phone. It's hilarious.
Hate seeing myself on camera.
I know. That angle, too, is horrible. Is anybody happy with the angle of them filming themselves with their phone?
What's the angle you're most happy recording yourself with?
You got to go down.
Oh, you like the down?
I like the down.
I have random under neck hair. I can't grow facial hair, but I have like 9 hairs that grow under my chin. It's so awkward.
I don't know. Nobody tells you when you get older that all of a sudden you're just going to start looking in the mirror and there's going to be hair sticking out of your ear. Every time I look in the mirror and I'm like, I feel like there's new ear hair growing every day.
Got a random ear hair, and then I got a random forehead hair that just grows super long. Why is that growing there?
Be a unicorn, man.
Rob was telling me about his arthritis yesterday. Let me give you something about old. Rheumatoid arthritis. I was like, oh, okay.
We got that to look forward to. Sparta TRT brings you the mail sack, whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday. Don't just watch in the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Usually do it on Tuesdays. This week for a Wednesday, because we didn't have a show yesterday. Final thoughts on Mike Inori, maybe the cameo video from Dan Lanning, and poll questions wrapping up the show on a Wednesday next 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, welcome back in. Final one for us on a Wednesday. Lots of, like, leftover stuff in the notes we didn't get to today that we'll get to tomorrow. Was the Dante Moore billboard in Japan part of your duck notes?
No, actually, I have the you're going to win the national championship in my notes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I won't get in anymore. We'll
Are you a witch? Are you a witch doctor?
I am not.
You're not a witch doctor.
No.
Okay. Did you travel into the future with Biff Tannen? And put a ticket on the 2027 Oregon Duck National Championship.
You know what? If it brings me the power of Biff Tannen running casinos and sleeping with Marty's mommy,
I'd run that casino.
I mean,
I'd do the Biff Tannen thing until they shove me off the top of the building.
I just wouldn't be Biff Tannen. I'd just be the super rich guy who created Lugal.
I'd like to think I wouldn't be Biff Tannen, but, you know, money can change people.
We have to get, by the way, we have to find a way to get I'm Fat with Little Legs as a drop. I mean, that was exceptional.
Did you like that one?
I mean,
you got to be honest with yourself. I know who I am.
Yeah, I appreciate honesty.
I'm a pretty good golfer. I got that going for me. Running, ain't my strong suit.
Running's not easy.
Running's not easy. It's also not easy when you have my body composition. Again, tiny legs and overweight. Long legs, you can get away with it. You got a long stride. You know how many more? If it would be a funny study to do for each of us to run a mile and to see how many more steps it takes for me to run a mile than it does for you. Like, just do it. Like, start your step counter and go.
That's
run a mile.
My wife hates running with me.
Yeah, she's small. She's got tiny legs.
Yeah, her tiny legs.
Do you realize how much hard? It's like when you see a small dog walking and the humans, like, pulling them along. It's a corgi, dude. Those legs are 2 inches. It's walking like an ant.
So you're a corgi here.
I'm a corgi out there, okay? I ain't a greyhound.
There you go.
It's not me.
Wow. I'm more think I'm a lab, but you know,
you're more lab.
You think I'm skinny like a greyhound. I understand. I get it.
Got a bit of lab vibe over there. All right, quickly, let's get to our poll questions and we'll see if we have time for our. Are we going to get it in time, you think? Yeah? Yeah? Maybe? Okay.
I got it ready.
We got multiple audio we can get to in the segment.
We do. I always shut down my computer, so I need somebody else to play them.
I got it.
Let me get to quickly, though, our poll question of the day. And it is on X every day, brought to you by our neighborhood restaurant group. And they bring you dinner tonight at one of their five locations: San Diego's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. We asked last night, or I should say Sprague asked last night, where did this go? Do you care that the Blazers gave new head coach Mike Anori a one-year guarantee on his three-year deal? This is I don't know what Twitter did. We're actually getting accurate like vote counts now, so much appreciated. Thank you for that. Almost 600 votes on this thing, and the vote has not changed from earlier in the show. 80.7% of people, rounding up to 81%, say no, they do not care what the contract of Mike Anori is.
But agents are not happy with him.
Agents are not happy. Does Mike Anori strike you as a bad dad joke guy? 100% yes. Yeah. Why would anybody vote no on that?
Yeah.
77.6% of people are voting yes. We have one more bit of Mike Anori audio, I believe.
This is him. He was asked about all his quips. Like, hey, you know, his comps to how bad his team is playing, and he was interviewed about it. Here is Mike Anori on that.
I always laugh when I would watch, you know, interviews with assistant coaches, and I feel bad because you kind of get the same question. That's where it kind of came just in the 30, 45 seconds. I thought two things. One, tell viewers the truth, you know, what's really going on. Hey, our defense stinks. Our defense is great. And then the other thing is to try to have a little bit of levity or humor. Just, again, over the course of 7 months and the monotony of the game, it's fun to break that up.
We saw emotions. We saw things getting a little bit chippy. What did you see?
Well, I think, like you said it, just because there's glass on the highway doesn't mean there's been a wreck. And what I mean by that, it's a one-point game. Cat and Ant combined for 7 points on 1 of 7 shooting.
Have you seen Ted Lasso?
I have. I've binge-watched Ted Lasso. I haven't seen the last one. And the interviews and that type of thing, it always used to start with a word. They tried it. And when I was doing it in Denver, even our head coach, Mike Malone, was like, you know, can you get in different words, whether it be, so I had snuffleupagus, had to meow one time, and they would bet, and they would say, you won't do this or you will. I was like, I'll do it. What are they going to, you know? And then it became the Ted Lasso stuff.
What's his word going to be at the press conference?
That is so funny.
That's good.
That is so that used to be a challenge. I've had buddies who've done that to me over the years of radio. Like, can you, way back in the day when I started doing updates, like, hey, can you put this word into an update?
See, in an update, it makes sense.
Yes.
In the show, and you're like, snowflophagus, you're you doing a bit for your group chat right now? What are we doing here?
Yeah, that kind of stood out like a sore thumb.
I think he seems delightful, seems smart, ready to go. He signed the contract. He made the decision. I just look forward to kind of getting to know him, I think, from a media fan standpoint, watching what he's going to be with the organization and how they develop everything. I know people are hot and bothered by the contract stuff right now. I think eventually that'll die down. We'll get back to the basketball side stuff. Terry was fine.
Mm-hmm.
most personality from a coach angle since...
I mean, it's definitely Terry. Chauncey didn't have much personality. Terry, at least, he'd show up in the plaid suit to honor Jack. Like, he did some fun stuff.
Once in a while, would rib you a little bit.
He had a Timbers game drinking a beer, and you're like, hey, it's Terry drinking a beer over there.
We had him on, and he was like, congrats on the article.
Yeah.
Like, what? Okay.
Yeah, he definitely had personality and pizzazz.
But not like this. This is like...
Other than that, I mean, you're going to, like, Mo Cheeks, there was nothing there.
No.
Dunleavy, there was nothing there.
Nate, nothing there.
Nate, definitely nothing there.
Adelman probably good with media off the record, but he didn't give you...
No.
Jokes.
No.
I think he's maybe potentially the best personality from a media standpoint we've ever had.
Very well could be. Excited about the hire. I think he's going to be beloved here in Portland. Okay, so this was Lanning. We talked about this when it came out. You thought about buying one, I think, for me, and I thought you looked up the rate. I don't know. I sent a text. I haven't heard back yet.
I think it was like $300.
They're pretty spendy. So somebody bought, my brother-in-law is expecting their kid relatively soon, I think sometime in July. And so somebody on Father's Day, I'm assuming it's his wife, but I don't know. She bought him, or somebody bought him, a cameo from Dan Lanning.
$150.
Okay, well, that's not as bad.
$150.
And I think you give like little prompts of like your names and why the messaging is getting sent, and so he's got a little thing to go off of. Here's what a cameo from Dan Lanning sounds like.
Michael, what's up, man? I wanted to wish you a happy Father's Day, because we got a baby on the way, man, and your life is about to change. I'm so excited for you and Danny. This will be an unbelievable event in your lifetime, and these Father's Days, they're going to mean a little bit something more every single time they come around from now on. So love the fact that you're a huge Duck fan, and very excited for you and your family about what the future has to hold. I hope you enjoy your day. You certainly deserve it, and go kill it in life just like you have, and then kill it as a father as well, and it will be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life. Go Ducks.
Yeah.
Easy, to the point.
Easy money for him.
Worth $150.
Does he keep the money, or does it get donated to
something? It's all going to charity. It's all going to cancer research. That's why he did it. It was all about raising. I don't think he's hurting for money with his contract.
No, I just was curious because it's $150, so he's raising.
I think it was his
money.
Thing for his wife, obviously surviving cancer, and that was, he was looking for a way to have a fun way to connect with fans and, you know, raise some money for a cause. So that's, if you want a cameo from Dan Lanning, that's what they sound like.
He's got 70 reviews, 5 stars.
All good 5 stars for
all
Dan Lanning?
All 5 stars, yeah.
All right.
It'd be funny to have one star and be like, what didn't he do this?
It's been funny to see other fan bases
this wasn't funny.
Try to get him to say things. Like, Husky fans and USC fans will, like, buy these cameos and get him, trying to get him to say, go Trojans at the end of it. He obviously won't do it. So there you go. Good little show. If you missed it, we went to Minnesota to talk about Micah Norrie, 1051thefan.com. Podcast will be up. You can scroll back on YouTube as well. A great day back after a day at the Fan Golf Classic. It was a blast. Tons to get to on the show today. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Marang is next. You're listening to 1051 FN The Fan.